the Nationwide Auto Finance Studios. Nationwide Auto Finance, helping thousands of people just like you find the perfect vehicle. This is Toledo's fastest growing radio station and the new place to party. Party 103.3. WTOD HD2 Delta. W227BI Toledo. With the return of Toledo's number one morning show. Andrew C. and Demetrius in the morning. Toledo's hits and throwbacks all day.
The new
Party 103.3 and the Party 103.3 app.
Toledo.
And Demetrius in the morning.
Driven by Taylor Automotive, family of fine cars, Northwest Ohio's largest car dealership. Cadillac, Hyundai, Genesis, Kia vehicles, along with quality used cars. Top import domestic automakers. Stop into one of their dealerships. Test drive your new car, truck, van, or SUV today. All right, it's time for Ask Dr. D with Dr. Dietrich Hickey, PhD extraordinaire. She's all up in your business. She's the owner of Serenity Health and Wellness Center and Serenity Nails in Maumee. Motivational speaker, licensed counselor, and author. And you can text in your questions right now, 419-345-3375, 419-345-3375. Good morning, Dr. D.
Good morning. I liked the impromptu extraordinaire edition. Maybe we could just add that in each week.
I can do that. I can do whatever.
Extraordinaire.
I like it.
Whatever you want. By the way, Dr. D, my back, I can't even move. I have to get into Serenity so bad and get a massage.
Okay.
And I have one. Like, my mom bought me one for Father's Day, so I got to get in there. My back is killing.
Right.
I'm walking like a 70-year-old man right now. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, you're moving pretty slow, my friend.
I know. It's crazy.
Combined with like your usual obesity speed, you're basically going in reverse.
Oh, this bitch.
We'll do a couple back stretches on the break.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
I'll show you a couple
Demetrius,
yoga poses.
Demetrius and Kelly said how important and how miracle stretching can be.
Yeah. And even here, and you guys are here longer than me, but sometimes I'm like, ooh, like sitting that long and not standing, it will wreck your back. Oof. So even just, I just maybe make a promise to yourself that every commercial break, you'll just stand. I mean, even if it's 10 seconds.
Give me a couple stretches and I'll do them. Like,
for sure.
I'll do them over there.
We'll do them together. Yeah. It'll be a
I'll do the downward dog right in front of Sugar.
Yeah. No, you won't.
You're welcome.
you're welcome, Sugar.
That's non-consensual. Sugar's going to be in the other room.
Yeah.
Andrew, that experience.
Andrew does it. It's the one-eyed pirate.
Steve says, I stretch every day.
Yeah, it's important.
I didn't know that. I didn't think about that. So I'm going to start doing it for sure.
And I have to admit, anytime I'm Captain Hypocrite, I have just started trying to implement that more in my life. I've always been told it. Like, I don't want to stretch. I'm too ADD to stretch. I don't. It's boring.
Right.
It's annoying. My hips hurt when I stretch my hips. But it's like the exact reason. And I mean, if you talk to professional athletes, if you talk to just anybody that
sex workers.
Yeah.
Super important that you stretch those hammies.
Yes, you got to get that flexibility. But they'll tell you that's the key. And what people don't understand is the number one indicator of back pain is typically tight hips. And so there's even sitting down, like for lazy people like me, sitting down hip stretches where you're just sitting and then you take your ankle and you put it on your knee. You push on your knee. It's just, can you see me?
Yeah.
Like this. And then that will, and if you can't get it all the way up there, that will.
Andrew.
Don't do that, Andrew. Andrew.
I did it.
You did it? Okay, yeah. So you feel that on your hip?
Yeah.
That's going to release your back more than even stretching.
I'm doing it right now.
Yeah, more than even stretching
like you can
your
do
back.
Dr. D, do you see this?
I see it. I see it.
Exhibit A, my flexibility, Andrew.
But yeah, that's going to release your lower back more than even stretching your back.
It does feel better.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll have tight hips.
Thank
especially.
You, Dr. D.
Yeah, that's absolutely.
Almost like you're a doctor.
I'm a head doctor. Oh. Don't let it bleed.
All right. So I do have a question. My husband and I are in our early 70s. Wow.
This is from a caller, I now assume.
Yes.
So you're like, I have a question.
Oh, sorry. My husband and I are in our early 70s. We've been married 7 years. I was celibate before we met and thrilled to have a partner I respected and was attracted to. Our sex life seemed normal and exciting with lots of kisses and huggies throughout the day. Recently, I caught him on a phone sex call and then discovered he visits sex chat rooms.
Mm-hmm.
I'm devastated. I feel betrayed and angry that my trust has been violated. After several attempts to lie, he finally admitted the truth, but said it was a recent thing, which is even more insulting, she says. My therapist says men don't suddenly take up phone sex calls and pornography in their 70s.
I forgot the 70s part.
When I shared that with my husband, he revealed it wasn't as often in the past. So it's gotten worse now, but maybe he dabbled in it in his early years. He swears he loves me and will get help, but I can't imagine how I can trust him again.
Oh, my God.
He doesn't seem to want to talk about it any further. That's what guys do. All right, I'm not going to do it anymore.
Okay. How long have they been married, did you say?
7 years, I think. Let me look. Been married 7 years.
So she was celibate until her 60s.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure I heard that
right.
Okay.
Whoa. I mean, I didn't even... Wow. Yeah. Well, maybe this caller's got a lot going on.
But I think after 20 years, if you don't use it, then it's
not a thing.
It's not a thing. It doesn't.
The seal doesn't grow back.
Oh, okay. I thought it did. He doesn't want to talk about it any further other than taking some online classes to deal with porn addiction. Our relationship has always been cordial and friendly, and that continues, though I'm no longer willing to have sex at this time. My impulse is to bolt. I am too old to deal with this nonsense, and I just want to live the rest of my life in peace. What do you think?
Wow.
Woo!
That's a lot.
Wow. There's a lot going on there.
What does the doctor say?
Okay, so what I have to say is this really is going to be... It's different with every person. So it has to be your own personal convictions. You know, for me, I do not personally think it's a deal breaker. I think that the chat rooms are a little different than pornography, but... You know, if you know you're not believing that he loves you, I do believe he loves you. I do believe it's a addiction or a habit or something, and I'm not trying to validate it, but just like gambling would be, or drinking, or anything that's not necessarily healthy for a relationship, but you kind of go down that path and then you enjoy it, you justify it in your head, you keep doing it, and then you do it more. Just like anything else that isn't necessarily ideal for you as an individual or as a couple. But I can't tell you whether or not, you know, this bothers you so much that you're going to be able to get over it. I mean, if he said he's willing to get help, he's willing to get counseling, he has not been unfaithful to you now some people will correct me on that and consider this cheating, but you know what I mean, as far as physically intimate with someone. But that's going to have to be your... I can't answer that on what you should do for you, but I can say as a counselor that it is just like any other addiction, and if you can get over it and forgive it, he can definitely be honest that he still loves you. Get help if he wants to get help, and you know, withdrawing from intimacy together is not going to, you know, that like a punishment is not going to help heal the relationship or heal how you feel about this. So you have to make the decision. Do you want this to work or not?
I have a side note on this, and it's the age old question. Is cheating cheating?
Right.
Or are there levels of cheating? Because I think men think that there are levels of cheating. I think women think... A lot of women think, hey, if you cheat, talking to someone is cheating, texting someone is cheating, which are there levels of cheating or is it all in the same category?
It's not all in the same category, in my opinion. And it also depends on the person and what is outside their characteristics normally, or, you know, outside their realm of normalcy. So if somebody is, you know, never talking to the opposite sex, texting, whatnot, flirting, and then out of nowhere, they have a relationship, even if they're not physically intimate. They're obviously interested in somebody else. So there's different levels. And again, some women and men don't look at it like that. And they're like, if you defy my trust, I can't get over it.
Yeah.
Cheating is cheating. But I do think that there are some offenses, if you will, that are more forgivable and can move past than others.
Because I would think that the having sex, that's like the ultimate. And I think everything else is a little lesser than that, moving down the line. And you would recommend all women to not have sex till their 60s, right? Or 70s. To stay celibate till their 70s.
No, I usually
say don't recommend that?
For the 50. Like when you turn 50... You know,
I'll
that's
seal
the
hey, pickle jar.
It's the big 5-0.
Well, that's when you unseal the pickle jar. Is that what you said, Sugar? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely fermented by then.
Man. All right. So you think that she's overreacting a little bit?
I don't.
Because she says she should leave, though. She wants to leave.
No, and I don't think she's necessarily, because that's her own personal. We can't criticize for how somebody feels about something. Uh-huh. Because I think that we're not in her shoes.
Right.
So it's easy listening on the outside to be like, yeah, I didn't have sex with anybody. Forgive it. Move on.
Right.
Have sex. Be normal. But it really bothers her, and that's okay, and she should be validated. But if she wants this marriage to work, you can't just withdraw.
Go ahead, Demetrius.
Okay, so I have a question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can you not challenge somebody's feelings? Just because they feel a certain way, does that feeling necessarily have to be validated? And I ask that because, look, I would ask you, how are you looking at this? You've come from a place where you have been celibate for a very long time. Mm-hmm. So I'm assuming that you're coming from this at a very ultra-right angle, right? So your views on sex say something. Now, My next question is, why do you look at this as a betrayal? Because what I'm seeing is a 70-year-old man who has what I would assume is an evolving sexual appetite that has not crept out in any other way than on the internet. Mm-hmm. So what has he really done? Where has this dishonesty come from? Because it seems to me that he has done everything that he can to satiate this need. So he doesn't have to step out of his marriage.
He did, however, she did state that he denied that he was doing it at first.
Yeah, once he had that lying thing.
Well, sex.
He feels embarrassed.
He's 70, caught on the internet.
Yeah.
I see the double down.
Let me ask you this, Dr. D, and it goes on to what D is saying, because my wife and I have this argument all the time, and that is, well, that's the way I feel. You can't tell me how I feel. I'm like, well, just because you feel that it's daylight and it's nighttime, mm-hmm. that doesn't mean that I can validate your feelings, because you feel it's nighttime and the sun is out. That doesn't, like, how does that work?
Yeah, feelings. That's a great question. Just like there's, in most people's opinion, different levels of cheating,
uh-huh.
there's different levels of validation. So if you are married to someone, you are in a committed relationship, even if the person is blatantly wrong or they're overreacting or they're being ultra sensitive, we have a give and take in relationships. Mm-hmm. And so there is a level of validation, like, okay, I'm hearing you. I don't agree with you,
mm-hmm.
But it's obvious that you feel strongly about this. Mm-hmm. And so because I love you so much, I need to try to validate you. Let's talk about, where we can come to the middle with this. And I know some people don't like to hear that, because everybody wants marriage to be two individual people living individual lives and just accepting each other for who they are. Mm-hmm. And if you don't agree, you just agree to disagree. But in my opinion, it's more of a common ground than that, if possible. And it's usually possible.
Okay. So question.
Question. Yes. Professor.
Question. Question. How can you compromise mm-hmm. when, let's just, for an example, we use somebody who's just wrong? I mean, they feel a certain way and they're like, they're wrong. How, and is it healthy to feed that validation for somebody who is clearly wrong?
Well, like in this example, who would be clearly wrong?
I think he's saying, talking in general.
Oh, okay.
But like, do you have a specific?
But she said that I understand you feel that way, but we're just going to have to disagree there, and that way you validate her, but also you say, hey, that ain't the way it is.
So Tim and I talk a lot about perception is everything. Mm. Like, his perception and my perception are generally mm-hmm. two very mm-hmm. different things. And so, like, a lot of times when we're really upset about something, I'm like, hey, that's my perception. And he'll say, well, let's talk about this, because it is not mine.
Right.
And so I think that that's a lot, too, is to be able to at least see the other person's mm-hmm. side. And it's hard to get there. It's hard to be able to listen when you're really doubling down on this is what I believe.
Right. I mean, it's an old school book, mm-hmm. but Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus mm-hmm. really has some valid points. And I know, you know, having a more gender fluid society, sometimes, you know, we don't like to categorize as much with right. men do this and women do this. But there really are, you know, statistically, as right. far as generalizations. And, you know, there is an example in this book where there's a woman going out of town and the man is like, oh, honey, did you remember your passport? Do you have this? Do you bring your razor? And the woman's like, oh, my gosh, he's so sweet. He cares about me so much. Mm-hmm. And if you have a flip side and the man is going out of town and the woman's like, honey, don't forget your razor. Do you have your cologne? Do you have your wallet? And the man is like, oh, my gosh, are you my mother? Like, stop treating me like a mother. And it can be the same exact scenario, but like Kelly said, perception is everything. Mm-hmm. So was she condescending and treating him like a child, or was she being super caring?
No, but that's what drives me crazy about men, is that the reason she's doing that is because you have a history of forgetting stuff because you are a dummy. If you always packed your stuff and never got to the airport, it's like, oh my God, I didn't pack this, or oh my God, I didn't, mm-hmm. or this isn't here, blah, blah, blah. She would never have any reason to do that. That's why it's so disingenuous for men to do that stuff.
So
it's
wait
so
a minute.
Stupid.
So basically what you're saying is every time a woman says something to a man is because that man has proved that he has been lacking
yes.
in some form or another, which requires her to drive home the point.
Let me ask you this, Demetrius. If she has to ask you, if she asks you to take out the trash and she says, did you take it? And she reminds you four times, is it because you always forget to take out the trash? Of course it is. It's because you're his.
No.
If you took out the trash every week, she wouldn't even say anything. It's like, the trash goes out. I know it goes out. I don't have to say anything. But if you continually not do it,
right.
then of course she's going to bring it up. And then you're going to get pissed. But it's your stupid ass that didn't take the trash out that caused this whole thing.
Okay, so can I go, if I have to continually remind you about the laundry, and the laundry doesn't
sure.
get done, is it because now she's such a dumbass that she can't do the laundry that I got to constantly remind her that the laundry needs done?
If you guys have established in the relationship that she's doing the laundry and you have to keep reminding her, then yeah, same thing.
Right.
She needs to do the same thing.
I do think, though, with that example, I mean, that very well could be it. But there are some times where they are just doing it out of utter love and preventative, and they don't want them stressed out because they forgot their passport and they're going to be at the airport. You know, so it is both. It's not always just because, mm-hmm. you know, they're dumb or they've always mm-hmm. done that. And it is sometimes, you know, but that's the example of the book. The intentionality there.
There was one, I was watching some Brene Brown video, and I've never watched gurus other than Dr. D. She was, and we're talking about perception, and there was something that she said, people who are self-aware, they talk about the stories that we tell ourselves. So the story that I'm telling myself about why you're saying that is this. And that's one way to, so in my mind, I see you're having this action, and the story that I'm telling myself about it is that you're coming from this. Is that accurate? Is that mm-hmm. where you're coming from? Because we cannot assume that we know. Mm-hmm. We know for sure. Well, I know for sure that this is why you said that, and mm-hmm. this is where you're coming from. And you could just be completely wrong. We don't know what's going on in the other person's
Demetrius's
mind.
To Demetrius' point, you probably are wrong on
right.
the intention. We usually, there is research out there that says we are wired in a way that automatically goes to the negative. Mm-hmm. It automatically mm-hmm. goes, mm-hmm. Our thought perception is negative, our thoughts throughout the day. That's why there's all that information on self-talk. And if you mm-hmm. have to really go to the positive, because we automatically go to the negative first. So like with this person, with this situation, it's, oh, he's going to pornography sites and doing these online chats because he doesn't love me, because he disrespects me, mm-hmm. because he's a sex addict, all of these things. And I'm not saying those three things aren't true. We don't know this man or this woman. Mm-hmm. But to Demetrius's point, that's not always the case. And it very well could just be, He enjoys that as much as some guys enjoy golf, and it has nothing to do with her.
Right.
It doesn't necessarily make it right. Some women consider golf cheating. Some people consider fantasy football cheating. Whatever it might be that's competing with how they feel loved, and men and women.
Interesting.
Yeah, it could be anything, and I think that's what he's saying.
Side note, is pornography cheating?
Well, that is going to be up to the individual. In my opinion, I would say no. Mm-hmm. But some people feel that it's yes. And I think that's a conversation that needs to be had before you commit to each other. There's a lot of important conversations that are missed before people commit to spending their lives together. And I do think, you know, intimacy, sex, all of that, what is considered cheating is one of those things that should be discussed.
Do you know what I find very interesting? And it just kind of, I was today years old when it dawned on me, is that when people get into relationships and they have opposing views of something, like say I have I'm a little weird about porn, right? So I'm a little weird about porn. And then let's say I meet somebody who's really into porn. Now, they don't go, wow, I respect that you're weird about porn. Their approach is, I'm going to fix your view on porn. Or I'm going to fix your view on how you feel about sex. Because I feel that you're a little conservative or you're a little different. So now
I'm about to put it on you.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to bring you into the modern age.
Yeah. And sometimes it works. And sometimes it doesn't.
But here's the thing. It's like, do you get to make that decision for me?
Right.
Do you get to make that decision? I could be very comfortable in 1920 missionary sex, right?
Yes, you can.
And I could be, but not want to be in 2023 Roman candles, you know, whips, dwarves, and a clown.
Dr. D, did you know that Demetrius has never masturbated?
Never.
Why is this still coming up again?
Because we're talking about you being weird about sex.
I wasn't me. I was just being it. Can somebody talk in general?
Dr. D, close your mouth.
Like, girl.
Never.
There's a girl, literally.
Can we stop?
I need a doctor to talk to you about this.
Well, okay, so let's use that example. Okay. If that is the case, which I'm not saying it's not, I'm not around him in that realm.
No, it's like
he just walks into the living room. What are you doing? Yeah. Obviously nothing. They just told you I don't.
Let's take that example, and if somebody could say, can you believe that person has never watched porn?
Yeah.
And to some people, their mouth would drop. And to some people, they're like, well, of course, that's cheating. I mean, look at those two different views on this specific question. That's why it's difficult to give exact advice. It depends on that person and what, and like Demetrius just said, they have the right. So just like you have the right to not want to be into, you know, whips and chains, this woman has the right to feel the way about pornography and online chatting as somebody might about whips and chains. And that doesn't make it right or wrong. It just makes, I mean, there are very obvious rights and wrongs, but when it comes to this kind of stuff, it's a very individual, personalized opinions that really none of us can judge. And the only people that really have to figure this out is her and her husband.
But back to Demetrius, though. Can you believe?
No, we've delved into this, girl. You must have missed that episode.
What about,
because then that makes you a little bit gay because you touch it.
No.
I think you did. We're going to have to ask producer Doug to pull up the tape.
He says it makes you dirty.
Yeah,
like his mom has instilled in him that, like,
Dirty boys do that.
Families
have, especially you know, with religion, things like that. People just normally ignore that at some point.
I mean, like, statistically, I think like everybody except for Demetrius in the world.
I mean, you guys,
your mother must have scared the crap out of you.
I could tell you what she didn't scare out of him.
Let's pick out some layers of the scar tissue. Right. Like, what's going on down there?
Yeah,
this
you
is
are
very
right.
interesting.
I don't know of anybody that could necessarily say that. I mean, you guys were about 15 minutes behind, so I just stayed in the car an extra 15 minutes and took care of business before
Wait,
I came
what?
In.
Wow, that's thing.
Wait, what?
I'm kidding. I did it in your living room.
Jesus. Dr. D. All right. But is that's just shocking. But
yeah.
And it explains so much.
Yeah, that's why he's so angry.
It is not why I'm angry.
It has something to do with that.
It has nothing to do with that.
So I have a question that I do. I don't know why this comes up when you're like, you know, you have these would you ever or, you know, would you rather, all these discussions, you
love
know,
these.
That come out of nowhere. no pun intended. And so, but it's, How long would you need to be in prison before you would
decide
engage
to, yeah.
in same sex if you did not do that prior?
0.5 seconds.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Sure.
But I have friends I've asked that, like, prior to, you know, if you hadn't engaged it with the same sex prior to going to prison, how long would it take you? And there are friends that literally, I have one friend that's like, well, you know, 24 hours. I don't know. Is he going to, you know, whatever. And then I have some that are like no,
Demetrius
I'm
is
just,
looking
I will just
appalled.
Masturbate. Like, well, yeah. Why would I ever do that when you can masturbate? And then all the answers in between.
Right. Yeah.
So I want to ask
the answers
question.
In between. Yeah. Like, do you know what happens? You know what happens? How long it would take me?
That's my
before
question.
Before I buckle? Parole.
Well,
parole.
But
I
would you still walk, not masturbate?
Never.
You still wouldn't do either
what?
One. You would that's, be like this woman and
oh
be celibate.
You would be so angry all the time.
Here, Demetrius, I'm going to show you
proof.
Oh,
please
gonna,
don't.
No. I'm going to give you proof. I'm going to give you
even worse.
I'm going to give you absolute 100% proof to show that masturbation is the reason that you are so angry.
There's no way.
Here's the proof.
I'm asking ChatGPT about it right now.
Here's the proof.
Yes, sir.
The proof is, when you have sex with a woman, do you feel better and happier afterward? The answer is yes.
No, that's not the
answer.
Oh,
come
based on. Based on yesterday, yes.
There's no yesterday.
No,
there's no based on anything.
He said no. yesterday was full of shame.
But that tells you right there, because it's the same action, but you're just doing it to yourself. And if you feel better, more relaxed, if you feel happier, then it's the same thing. So it proves
you know
that masturbation
funny?
Would be better
Here's
for
the thing.
You.
You guys, have you confused tired with happy? Have you confused
what?
The body just being exhausted with happy? Is that
no.
what it
but
is?
I,
is
I mean,
you just not wanting, you just laying around on a pillow? No.
But once
Demetrius, I got to tell you, this is one of the things where you're the weird one. You are not right, baby.
No, but he's saying once you're re-energized, though, you got to feel better after you've let it go with a
let
woman.
Let what go?
You let you go.
I am not holding seed. On to, I am not holding on to like little pellets of anger.
Oh, and, yes, you are.
And I will tell you, like, why? If that is the case, yes. Why would I want to spread that anywhere? That's crazy. It's safer inside.
Oh my
like,
God.
I'm protecting the world from hate.
It's crazy, dude.
Like, I don't understand you. The fact that you say you're so happy, like, if that is why you are so happy, then I don't think I ever want to shake your hand again. I mean, you're a very happy man.
I know.
And that would indicate that you masturbate a lot. And frankly, I wouldn't be comfortable with queso.
I will say, just to bring research into it, and actual, not that all research is valid, but...
Yeah, I'm not trusting masturbation numbers.
Well, ChatGPT.
That they do compare, I don't know who they is, but I'm going to go ahead and say it.
Uh-huh.
They do compare, you know, having an orgasm to the endorphins that you feel with exercise or other things that do release stress, tension,
yes,
anger,
that was another thing that
like
we
that.
Talked about.
Mm-hmm.
When I first started seeing a therapist, gave me like for severe depression, and there was a list of things. It was go take a walk outdoors, exercise, and masturbate was one of them, like to chemically make you happy.
Yes.
Well, I hate to break the news to you, but that would not help with my depression if I was sitting there with my thing in my hand all by myself.
Well, scientifically, it might, though.
Scientifically, what it says to me is, you lonely bastard. You lonely, lonely bastard.
Yeah. You can't even find someone to touch
your junk.
You can't
even find somebody. You got to do this and
yourself?
Pretend it's somebody else.
ChatGPT said, Archives of Sexual Behavior in 2017 said, reported that at least 98% of participants masturbate.
Man.
98% of participants. 419. I don't know who does that study.
419-345-3375.
I feel like that research study, a lot of the scientists were like, no, you can keep the pen.
All right, the Journal of Medicine, one said 94%. ChatGPT coming with some numbers, baby. 94%.
I do have a text message that says there's 100% chance I did it on my twice on my way to work.
How long's the drive?
And then back to this lady who says she's found her man dabbling in porn, and then he lied about it, and she's not, she's thinking about dumping him.
Does she answer back?
Here's a text message. No, I did get a text message in though. It says, please someone tell her it's not anything she's doing wrong and that it is a him problem. He's done it forever and he's not going to stop. So accept it or dump him, but don't make your life crazy over him. That's pretty good advice.
Yes, solid. Except for the him problem. It's not necessarily a problem for him.
it's a him situation. It's not anything she's doing.
No, right. Absolutely. I agree. It's nothing she's doing.
And there is compromise, too, maybe if she would be willing to go outside her comfort zone and into his comfort zone. And, you know, there are couples that watch porn together. I mean, I am not one of those. It wouldn't make me comfortable, but some people swear by it. And then the online chatting can kind of be done because, you know, maybe they'll be on the same page.
I don't know how willing she is to go outside of her comfort zone. She was a virgin until 70.
I think she
sounds like Demetrius's comfort zone is very narrow area of comfort.
Maybe I need to introduce you to a 70-year-old, Demetrius.
Dude, stop.
I think beautiful music.
I think she's
in prison.
I think she's really more upset about the fact that she's been doing all this laundry unaware for all these years. Like, she's just been putting her hands in rags, just assuming that they were wet from wet. And then, like, not knowing he's been working out things in a dark, dark room.
All right. Dr. D, thank you so much. Wow. That was an eventful one. Dr. D, of course, is over at Serenity Health and Wellness Center. Serenity Nails. What's going on at Serenity?
Well, we're actually gearing up for Father's Day. Father's Day is in less than 2 weeks. We have some specials going on at both locations. We have a package with an infrared sauna, deep tissue massage, a sports massage. Yes. People enjoy the couples massages. And we also have the men's pedicure. Don't say a word. we have a lot of men, I'll tell you, construction workers, men that are on their feet all day. And once they go there, they're like, oh, my gosh,
once you try it.
But you set it off in a lavender.
It's a massage, you know. They get their feet massaged, their cuticles done.
And then they take that cheese grater to the bottom of the feet. Like, you stand up on new feet, baby.
Yes. They can have sandal feet.
Girl, yes.
Beach-ready feet.
Yes. There is no such thing.
All right. Do you hang out with us, Dr. D?
Absolutely.
All right. We're going to take a break. We're going to check traffic and weather. And then we got Steve on the other side. Oh, hold on. Did you get that last one? There we go. All right, here we go. Traffic.
The new Party 103.3. Real-time traffic.
From the Joint Chiropractic 24-7 Real-Time Traffic and Weather Center, I'm Cruising Crystal on Toledo's Hits and Throwbacks, the all-new Party 103.3. Here's your real-time traffic. Construction work has State Route 25 closed in Wood County between Signet Road and US 6. Use the detour to I-75. I-475 has lane restrictions in both directions between US 24 Exit 4 and Airport Highway Exit 8 to widen the road and construct a new interchange at US Route 20A. Did you know chiropractic care has benefits beyond relieving back pain? With 2 new area locations, come see us at the Joint Chiropractic on Secor Road or Fremont Pike in Perrysburg. No insurance or appointment needed, open nights and weekends. Our $29 new patient special includes a consultation, exam, and adjustment. Remember, Toledo, you don't have to feel bad to feel better. Party 103.3 weather is powered by Furniture Palace. Today we have another warm, dry day with sunny skies and a few afternoon clouds and a high of 75. Overnight we'll have mostly clear conditions with a low of 48, and Thursday will be partly cloudy with a high of 74. Furniture Palace, guaranteed lowest prices, brand names like Ashley and Serta in stock. Locally owned and operated, meaning we make the rules. Which also means if you don't like the price, we'll work with you to get you the furniture you need at the price that you can afford. Plus, with no credit needed financing, you can take it home for $50 down. See store for details. 4 convenient locations, Central Avenue in Toledo, Reynolds Road in Maumee, Woodville Road in Northwood, and Navarre Avenue in Oregon. Or online at FurniturePalaceToledo.com. That's a look at your real-time traffic and weather. I'm Cruising Crystal on Toledo's Hits and Throwbacks, the all-new Party 103.3.
Kelly Latz, Howard Hanna, 734-308-7707. First-time home buyer's checklist. Check your credit scores. Figure out how much home you can afford. Find a mortgage lender. Get pre-approved. Save for a down payment. And call me, Kelly Latz, 734-308-7707, or email me at kellylatz@howardhanna.com. I would love to help you reach your real estate goals.
Primetime Deals of Perrysburg is now open. The place to get new and gently used name brand merchandise for pennies on the dollar. Deals on AC units, patio furniture, chairs, tables, recliners, umbrellas, canopies, lawnmowers, leaf blowers, weed whackers, bikes, grills, dishes, vacuums, carpet cleaners, rugs, tools, shop vacs, desks, entertainment centers, basketball hoops, mops, toys and kids stuff, planters, baskets, lamps, tools. This is just the start. A warehouse full of merchandise. Price ready to move, plus most is fully assembled and ready to go. Primetime Deals, 26725 Echo Road in Perrysburg, the place to save on everything.
You need a toad? Shane's will get you straight.
It's about that toad. Any minute, I'ma need Shane's towing. Man or woman to pick my car up. Feeling fussy. Walking in my Balenciaga. I said Shane came and now I feel fabulous.
Shane's Towing. Auto repair, starters, brakes, belts, hoses, and so much more. They also buy all junk and unwanted vehicles. Located at 63 Dixie Highway in Rossford. Almost directly across from the Hollywood Casino. 419-690-8980. Shane's Tony.
Needlemasters Tattoo Studios are a true staple in the Toledo tattoo and piercing community with two locations for your convenience. 527 South Reynolds Road, 5801 Telegraph Road at the corner of Alexis and Telegraph. Right now, buy two, get one free piercings starting off at only $30, all titanium jewelry, and check this out. Check this out. You can get a free piercing on your birthday. Be sure to bring your ID. They have a team of talented veteran tattoo artists and body piercers. Also, be sure to follow them on all social media platforms at Needlemasters Tattoo Studios. Remember, a cheap tattoo's not good, and a good tattoo's not cheap.
Bluey, Bingo, Bandit, and Chili are coming to a theatre near you.
Do you want to play musical statues with us?
Join the Healers in their first ever live stage show, Bluey's Big Play.
Look, Mom, Dad's playing with us.
A fun-filled show made for the whole family. It's Bluey brought to real life. Book now for Bluey's Big Play. We can't wait to see you there. For more information, go to BlueyLive.com.
Bluey at the Stranahan Theater, September 5th.
Toledo's best photography experience, Selfie World, is now open.
Over 20 interactive and immersive rooms with rotating designs to capture the best photos in Toledo. There's nothing like this anywhere else.
Ideal for date night, time with friends and family, birthday parties. We have a party room, bachelorette parties, wedding or baby showers, TikToks, Instagram pics, or make your own event.
You will capture your greatest images and biggest smiles at Selfie World.
Next time you're looking for something fun and local to do, head to Selfie World and snap up some fantastic photos.
If you are looking for the most unique pictures, Selfie World is for you.
Locally owned by Toledo area moms and centrally located off Secor and Central at 3205 West Central Avenue near Cricket West.
Open evenings and weekends. Book your tickets online at selfieworldtol.com.
Remember influencer code 1033 when booking.
Selfie World is the only location you need for perfect pictures.
We all know Toledo is the place where brands come to test new food and drink products. Well, Toledo is about to do it again. A brand new adult beverage is coming to the 419 this summer. There's nothing like it in the country. Turtles Brew, sweet tea and bourbon, zero sugar, zero carbs, gluten-free, and it comes in some amazing flavors. Cherry lime sweet tea and bourbon, orange vanilla sweet tea and bourbon, raspberry peach sweet tea and bourbon, and more flavors coming soon. Get Turtles Brew at Joseph's Beverage Center on Talmadge across from the Franklin Park Mall, Sean's Irish Tavern on Bancroft in Sylvania, and R&S Market in Swanton. Or ask for it by name at your favorite bar, restaurant, or where you purchase adult beverages. If you have an establishment you think should carry Turtles Brew, drop us a line at turtlesbrew.com. A portion of all sales is donated to support efforts to save sea turtles. Turtles Brew, a bourbon lover's tea.
Guess who's back? Back again. Taylor's back. Tell your friends.
Hey, Steve Taylor from Taylor Kia, and I'm back. Bigger than ever with Kia deals you can't afford to miss.
So tell your family, tell your friends, tell your friends' friends. Taylor Kia is back. Get a brand new Kia and make no payments for 90 days. Plus, when you buy, you fly. Get an instant airline credit for your next vacation.
Taylor's back. Tell your friends.
Lease the well-equipped 2023 Kia Forte for $179 per month for 36 months and make no payments for 90 days. Easy credit approval. Plus, we'll offer up to $5,000 more for your trade.
Shop 24/7 at TaylorAuto.com or stop into one of our three convenient locations, Taylor Kia in Toledo, Finley, and Lima. I'm Steve Taylor, and I want to see you in a Kia.
To qualify buyers with approved credit, no payment interest accrues at start of contract. 36-month lease with $35.99 due at signing plus taxes and fees. 10K annual miles. No security deposit required. Must finance through KMF. Offers expire 6/3/23.
Cafe Donuts is a locally owned bakery specializing in homemade, giant, made fresh daily donuts. Not those little donuts like the out-of-town corporate places, and amazing coffees and drinks with a fancy espresso machine just like the big guys without the big price. Special orders and specialty donuts you won't find anywhere else. Cafe Donuts, 5330 Monroe Street, across the street from Hobby Lobby, with a drive-thru window for your convenience. Stop by this morning and see for yourself what I'm talking about.
All right. Hi. Sorry about that, everybody. Sugar is so sweet. Sugar tried to cover for me because Dr. D just did some work on my back.
She just gave him the number on the living room floor, honey. She just manipulated your back in ways. Ooh,
Steve,
that's going to make me get a gift certificate to Serenity Wellness. Right.
Right? You're not even a massage therapist, and you were just finding my spots.
Yeah,
felt good to me watching what you just did to his back. It's like, yeah, get him.
Thank
stretching.
You.
Get that hip, girl.
Most of them are stretching, yeah, and then get in the elbow and the hips.
Yeah, doctor, you are strong. I mean, yes. You were getting in there. Thank you so much. Steve, are you there?
I'm here. I'm like, what is going on over there? I'm rubbing and touching and squeezing.
Oh, my God, Steve.
He said, Dr. D, you are strong.
That's how you said it after you lit that cigarette.
Mm-hmm. My back has been killing me, and she was just in there.
You better take that mattress pack. What's going on?
Okay. No, it's the food truck thing that, that does it for me.
I got a massage yesterday, and during the food truck season, it is every other week standing appointment because it makes the world of difference. And when I had to stop last year because I was broke because I wasn't food trucking, uh-huh. and like my back got worse and worse and worse. I was like, oh God, I have poor people back again. This is terrible.
it's called popper back.
Right. Oh,
I have a popper back.
Struggle.
Man.
Yeah. All right. Oh, Steve.
That's crazy. Well, I'm glad you're feeling better, Dr. D.
Dr.
D is amazing.
What's going on, girl? Y'all look good at the disco party.
Aw, shucks. Thank you.
Are we talking about the disco party again? Oh, my God.
Oh, they were cute.
All right, what's going on, Steve?
I got a question.
Yes.
Okay. Is there some place you can go to, like, this dog likes to sniff everything. When I go on a walk, I'm like, I need you to do two things. I need you to do two things quick. Mm-hmm. I need you to tinkle and sphinkle, okay? I need those two things, okay? And sniffing for days. I'm like, is there somewhere it tells you, like, the perfect grassy spot for the dog to do his number business?
No, there is
I'm
no.
Like, there's
no, honey.
Where is this spot? I need to get the dog right to the spot. We can cut this time in half, okay?
I can comment on that. It's interesting because we have a big backyard, and I'm like, why are my dogs not running? I still have to take them for walks. And on walks, they sniff, 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 sniff. They love it. Mm-hmm. So what the research shows is walks are more for the mental stimulation and all of the wonderful mm-hmm. sniffs for uh-huh. the dogs. They enjoy that actually more than even the exercise.
Yeah.
So it's not necessarily that they can't find where to go. They're enjoying all of the different animal scents and different things. So I think it's just going to happen that way.
Well, it's funny. I just got a text message and said, Walk is like their TV.
It's their favorite. Yep. Like, you just got to like, the Walk is for the dog. So if my dog needs to stop and sniff, I'm going to let him do it. Mm-hmm. Like, for a reasonable amount of time, I'm like, come on, Momo, get your good sniffs in. We got to keep going. But like, when I'm walking the dog, I just like, this is for the dog, and the dog wants to sniff, so we just gonna stop and sniff.
Wow.
Okay, I don't have patience either.
I know. I'm like, come on. I got to get on the radio in the next 30 minutes. Hurry up and do this thing. Come on.
All right. What's going on, Slee, Steve?
Well, back to Arnold Schwarzenegger. So he says, if you're feeling down, here's a little pick-me-up from Arnold. So he goes on to say, there's no heaven, and if you're just going to rot in earth when you die. This came from a chat Arnold did with Danny DeVito in a recent interview on Interview Magazine. He said that when you die, quote, you're 6 feet under. Anyone that tells you something else is an effing liar. He added that heaven is a fantasy and that, quote, when people talk about it, I will see them again in heaven. It sounds so good, but the reality is that we won't see each other again until we're gone. That's the sad part. He says, I know people feel comfortable with death, but he says, I don't. So, I don't know about that, Arnold. You are so negative.
Very cheery.
I believe.
I know.
I just died a little bit on the inside.
What do you believe, Steve?
I believe we're going to see everybody goes right to heaven. That's what I believe. I know my mom's up there right now having a good old time. So that's what I choose to believe. So there you go.
She had a Wildberry wine cooler with my mom. My mom had a Wildberry wine cooler because she was crazy like that.
But clinking of bartles and chains together.
Yeah. But I do believe based on your faith is based on your property value. Like, depending on Arnold Schwarzenegger, you're going to live in a trailer park in heaven. Like, a lot of cats get, like, depending on how hard you believe is how many rooms you get.
Ooh.
So, if you believe real hard, you're going to get a nice little heavenly house. Going to have, like, 4 bathrooms, but you don't pee, so they won't ever have to be cleaned, which is why it's heaven. So, and then, but if you come out and you're like this, heaven don't exist, we ain't never going to see nobody, then you end up in heaven. Trailer park heaven, and then you got it. Then you end up doing all the manual heavenly labor, like Arnold Schwarzenegger gonna cut my mansion grass.
Well, and here's we've just discovered we've cracked the code. Demetrius will not touch himself because he thinks
except
it's a sin, and he wants a mansion.
I want a mansion, so full of one room of untouched vaginas.
Oh my stars and stripes!
Because Lord knows you ain't finding one here.
Wow, he just put it out there like that, didn't he?
Did. Jesus is like, I didn't know I could blush that much, but man, that man is masturbating a lot in heaven.
He's like, this room is getting full.
What else, Steve?
So, Tallulah Willis is reflecting on a difficult time in her childhood. The 29-year-old recently recalled the effect of the early days of her mom, Demi Moore, romance with Ashton Kutcher and what it did to her. She says, it was like 2003. My mom had just started dating Ashton. Tulu explained in this recent interview, it was a moment, a lot going on, and I really went inside myself and did, this just makes no sense, and that did send me into like a total dumpster fire. It was really hard, and I'm still unpacking. So this isn't the first time Tulu, whose dad is Bruce Willis, has spoken about this time in her life. During an interview in 2019, she appeared and said that she had felt very forgotten throughout the ghost actress relationship with that 70s show alum. Everyone left the house and it was just me living there, Tallulah said, before adding of her mom, I know that she does love me 100%, but in that moment you're hurt and you can't fathom that someone that loves you would do that to you and would choose others more than you. Demi and Ashton tied the knot in 2005, divorcing in 2011 after 6 years of marriage. Still a decade after the split, Ashton noted that he's kept in touch with Demi's daughters, Tallulah, Rumor, and Scout. She says, I really make a conscious effort to stay in touch with the girls and to keep them in my heart. I love them, and I'm never going to stop loving them and respecting them and honoring them and rooting for them. As for Tallulah, she noted as the Stars on the Bars event that she's found the other side of her family hardship. I really love myself now, and I love my family. So there you go.
That's gotta suck. Like, it's so hurtful where, like, a friend I could feel ditched by a friend who's in a new relationship. Like, all right, well, they're in a relationship, whatever. Mm-hmm. But like, man, if that's like your parent ditches you because they have a new guy, that's not true. Nice.
That's that, next level. Huh?
That would really be heartbreaking as a child. Because it can be heartbreaking as an adult.
Yeah.
What happens with the friend. So imagine a child with a parent.
Right?
Yeah.
Still 17. Yeah. That's 17 my mom. 17-year-olds
ditch their parents all the time.
I know.
Yeah. But I also think at 17, you almost need your parents.
Yeah, yeah, that's when you need them.
I think a lot of it has to do with like how young he was.
Yeah.
You know,
I think that's
had
more
she been dating more age appropriate, it wouldn't have been such a big issue.
Sure.
But when you bring in somebody that you think you got a shot at.
I wonder did she have a crush on him?
Well, and here's the other. I don't know what there was a big difference in.
There was
age.
A big difference. There was. Like 20
he was
years
like in his
20s.
Yeah, like 20.
It was like you and Colleen 20. Almost.
Oh, shut up. I was gonna say something though, but
you're Demi Moore.
How many times have you? I've seen this happen.
You're Dinty Moore.
Shut up. I've seen this happen though, where you know a new guy comes into life, and then all of a sudden the woman is obsessed with this guy, and then you're like, "Hey, I'm over here. I'm still your kid. Yeah. What's going on?"
And she's like, "Look, I'm working on somebody who's gonna play catch with you. Shh, be patient.
Yeah,
mommy's got to put some work in because you know." Yeah. She kind of ruined it with your dad.
And I agree, and I do think that it is a vulnerable time, and everybody, regardless of age, needs their parents. But,
right.
You know, we are also only hearing one side of it, and I'm sure I just can't, not that I know Demi like that, but
like,
I feel like they're, you know, again, we focus on the negatives or what we don't want. We want perfection. We have unrealistic expectations. She was probably more of a mother than it's coming
across.
And
I'm just like, and what are you doing, Ashton, still keeping in contact with those kids?
So you say there's a chance.
Like, yeah, like, what are you? Like, I still reach out, keep them in my heart. But you were a stepdad for 6 years, and they were damn near grown. Yeah. Shut up.
Dude,
what's your mom doing?
I'll give you an example. I went and picked up.
She missed me.
I went and picked up my kids from the airport yesterday. They were out of town for 10 days, and I picked them up at like 4:30. So I'm like, oh, perfect. We can go to dinner in Detroit and hang out and blah, blah, blah. And my 16-year-old's like, I got to get back. My friends are waiting for me and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I haven't seen you in 10 days. Like,
yeah.
All right. Well, the whole time he's like, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. Can we go drive through? Can we go fast food? Blah, 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 blah. Right. I'm like, I haven't seen you in 10. I thought we were going to hang out. Like, in my head, we're going to hang out and go to dinner and talk
Especially
and blah, blah.
Like in Detroit. There's good food up in Detroit. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not passing up that.
We didn't go.
She is 16. She is not trying to hang out with dad when she gets home.
She wants to go to her friends right away.
I can't believe you didn't want to spend time with me. I was going to take her all these great places, and then I realized that I'm not cool and she's got a car and doesn't want to be around me.
Well, make fun of him for being a caring, loving parent.
Thank you. Man, Sugar, I love Sugar's being so kind to me today.
See, I know.
I don't know what is going on.
Sugar, wild stuff.
No, I felt bad for him on the floor because, like, I've had that pain.
Yeah.
And I was just like, Andrew, you're doing great, honey. You are.
But
I really was. Breathe. I was like.
At first, she was like, videotaping.
No, at first
wanted to see the failure, wanted to see the pain. And then when she really saw it,
then I was
stopped.
Like, oh. No, that's true. That's true. Because I was going to make fun of you a lot.
Thank you for deleting that because it was not a good angle of me bending down, stretching his leg.
Oh, I didn't delete it. I just didn't share it yet.
Yet.
Wait till I turn. My booty was all up in the air.
No, but then I saw the actual pain, and I'm like, oh no,
we've all had it. It sucks.
Like, I'm like, no, baby, get that hip worked out. Come on.
I love it. Therapeutic twister.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Steve.
All right, kids, toodles, and have a groovy day.
Yeah, you as well. Thank you, Steve. That is Steve Sleaze on the 50s, brought to you in part by Med One Care.
Need a little more help in the home? You need therapy, but you don't want to go to a nursing home. MedOne Care has all the answers and more. MedOne Care offers home health, medical staffing, and outpatient therapy and rehab. MedOne Care is the only 5-star rated home health agency in the area. Need a great job? MedOne Care is hiring. Competitive wages, flexible scheduling, and no mandates. MedOne Care is also the Toledo Blade's top workplace to be 3 years in a row. So it's easy to see. MedOne Care is the place to be. So give them a call, 419-866-0555, and tell them Steve sent you.